Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We'll tell you when we're live. We got speed. We're live on Facebook, YouTube, the Bubba Army app. Tune in, BubbaArmyRadio.com. It's the first after show. Well, I guess I did one technically. I did an after show yesterday. And which, by the way, if you didn't get a chance to go and get yesterday's after show, which is available only on our little podcasting world, you might want to go. Go take a gander on that one, or at least a download. It got quite filthy.
Donkey Teeth 999 Super Chat.
It's where we got into the milking parameters that we're going to decide to try, right? I mean, we did vote on it, did we not?
We did. The people have spoken.
And, you know, everybody has to have been, milked by Valentine's Day.
Yep.
And I don't want to hear any excuses.
Nope.
Well, let me. I don't think you'll have an excuse.
I have zero excuse for that. That's right. I'm already a milker.
You're already a milker.
I'm already a milker.
You're a dirty farmer.
You're a dirty milker.
I'm a dirty milker.
TG, let me.
And you guys will all be dirty milkers with me.
Well, milking one time doesn't make you a dirty milker, does it?
But you'll be coming back for milking.
We could be experimental milkers. You know,
we're not dairy farmers like you.
Yeah, well, yeah, we're not dairy farmers like
we're amateur milkers.
So, yeah. Very well, I could get milked, and I could be like, "Lummy, I did. You know, I got milked. It was a little bit of a weird feeling. I tried to hold. You know, now, Lummy, does it come to a point where you like, you know, let's say, if you're conventionally vaginally, you know, having sex, you can, or I guess, if you're just having sex with whomever you want to have sex with, as long as they're an adult. I could be a man, a woman. There's several different. I mean, there's all types of different parameters, right? I mean, girl on girl, man on man on a girl on a man, two girls and a guy. I mean, however, who are we to judge? Look at Brandon DeQuad. We never thought in a million years it would go this way, did we? And so, you know, if we all agree to go do this,
yeah.
Then, you know, maybe some of us will like it. And obviously we've established that it's good for your prostate health.
Of course.
And even Alexa said it's good for your prostate health.
And she knows all.
But mm-hmm. We could very well be like, hey, I tried it. I didn't really like it. It felt uncomfortable. I was trying not to orgasm, but I just, you know, I like to have the control of my orgasm. And you who are the most sponsored by TG Lee on this milking deal.
Real John from Naples 999 Super Chat.
Thank you. You said that you're the only one that's milked.
Yep.
Or been milked.
Yep.
And you said that you can't control it. Like when it's time to party, there's a party.
There's a party.
And you can't stop the party.
You can try, but good luck.
Now, does the same thing happen? Like, do you excrete orgasm, seminal? So, well, you know, semen.
Yes, it's the same thing.
Seminal.
So maybe have a
seminal fluid.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to make sure I'm factually and medically correct on this,
because like tribe.
You get less in trouble on it when you go medical.
Yep.
Like, am I gonna start
on sovereign land?
Am I going to, go,
Yeah, you actually do that.
Yes, that's what you do.
am I gonna start tomahawking? You know,
yeah. Tomahawking.
Yeah.
Donkey Teeth, 499 Super Chat. Yeah. Let's go to the Barp and Hall of Fame Cable Dog, $66, $25 Super Chat.
Oh, man, thank you. I need to check my Venmo and my Cash App.
Sure
see if
do.
That's up to, if that's up in...
$0 and 0 cents and zero everything on PayPal.
Nice.
0.0. Flat busted.
Donkey Teeth, 499. Lummy is a solid, sexy stud.
So, Lummy, so it, like, it's basically, it's an orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
Except
one would say.
And everything that happens in an orgasm, as far as what you secrete, what you, is it, it'd probably be excrete
out of your penis.
What excretes out of your penis is all the same. It's just the stimulation that gets you to there, right? That's changed.
Yeah, and there's a little, I guess they would say it's a prosthetic fluid.
Hmm.
That's probably the fluid that you're trying to get out.
Yes.
That's probably the fluid that gets inside of your prostate that enlarges it.
Yes. It's everything without the sperm.
Oh, okay.
So I guess it technically would be...
Now, would there be more of it because you are... I got to think in a normal ejaculation, and again, this is all clinical, but like in a normal ejaculation, you're not getting that fluid, that prosthetic fluid potentially. Mm. And if you are milking your prostate, then you are getting that fluid.
Biggie 7375, $25, or $25 Super Chat.
See you on Thursday.
Yeah.
So now have in your experiences of nearly 19 times, maybe, listen, Lummy's, how many times he's done this is the same as a woman's weight. You know, like Blitz, if you ask
radio
a girl.
Radio math.
Yeah, radio math. So like, let's say you got a girl on the phone and you go, hey, Rhonda, how much do you weigh? And she says, I weigh 140. That means she's 165.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it a percentage or is it just you add 25 pounds?
Well, it's not even, it's a whole feel.
It's like a ratio.
Yeah. So if like you had a girl, if you had a girl and she's like, I'm kind of a bigger girl, but I'm 160.
Okay. So this is more of just like a collecting clues and maybe the way her voice sounds.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if Lummy says, it's a whole body of work on it, like how you figure it all out.
Yeah. If she calls you eating a cheeseburger, you got to add at least 30 or 40.
But Lummy, if you said that you've done this 19 times, chances are you've done it 40. I mean, right?
Yeah. Cole actually has a great line in one of his songs where he's like, if you ask a girl if a girl tells you she effed 4 or 5 N's, you got to multiply that by 3.
There you go.
So that's his math. So
19 times 3 is nearly 60.
Right.
Oh, that's for sexual relations. So we'll go with Bubba's 40 then. 40 and under. But Bubba, you'll enjoy it. And
I don't
like
think
a
I'm going to like it. I don't think I'm going to like it because I don't really like things in my butt.
Real John from Naples, $4.99. Well, enough lube.
Well, how do you know? You said you've only had a finger. What else have you put in it that you didn't want there?
I've never had anything other than a finger in my butt, and I don't necessarily know that I liked that.
LM Clothes, $100.
We didn't
cash,
know you didn't
PayPal.
Like it.
There's a PayPal.
LM Clothes.
Thank you.
Beep, beep. Hong Kong?
By the way, Lummy, you sent the wrong air check. You sent the Brandon the Quad air check.
Oh. What?
That's great. You sent the Brandon the Quad air check to me.
The segment 7. That's what I sent.
Little Wolver's Afterbirth, $50!
Yeah, so I sent him to my progressive rep, and he's like, what do we have to do with a guy in a wheelchair?
Do a biracial?
Shut the fuck
no
up.
No way.
You are so fucking stupid. No, you are.
Look, maybe the progressive I wanted to be a part of a biracial, quadriplegic gangbang.
I'm going to find somebody else to do the air checks, because you are such a fuck up.
No, it's segment 7. It's 5 minutes. Did you send the one with the link? I'm having it.
The Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, all apps.
I'm listening to it.
We're babysitting this guy for the weekend and his mom and dad who have the handicap friendly van.
Good content.
Epic fails right there, buddy.
A little more nimble. Rhett. You know, Ripper.
You go ahead and tell me, Lummy. You go ahead and fucking tell me. I just listened to it just there.
Listen, Lummy.
Yes.
Viral.
Segment 7. And it's been sent, yeah, like, so I just ruined my fucking thanks for, do you not just fucking not, it was segment six, obviously. What is your excuse?
I don't have one then. I listened to it, I sent it,
Hold on, bud. Let me just tell you something. I'm just hitting the link that you sent me. I sent it to Erica to send to the Progressive. She said I sent it to everybody at Progressive, and they all listened to it and asked, what do we have to do with a wheelchair guy? So then I just now clicked on it, Lummy, and listened to it.
Leisure, all on, and it goes all the way to the ground, and he pulls up on it, and then these two little, use your trailer. And
trailer hitch on the smart car.
So there you go, Lummy. That's the segment that you sent me that's labeled 01102023 BTLS segment 7 MP3. That's what you sent me, right? Is that what you sent me?
Yeah.
Yes, that's what you sent me. That's the link that you said will open up automatically, which it did. And then that's the link that I forwarded Erica to forward to the Progressive guy because he was waiting for it. And that's what you sent me.
I don't have an excuse. I listened to it and I...
Well, let's track down what happened. Let's track down what happened. What segment was it? Where the fuck it? First of all, where the fuck is it?
Well, it's segment six now, and I'll resend it to you.
Oh yeah. Well, you. Well,
I know it's.
No, but you listened to it.
But, yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. But you. But
I listened
you
to it.
Oh, you listened to it, huh? Yes. You listened to it.
Yes.
You did. You it's really listened to it. Yeah, you listened to it, right, buddy?
Yeah. It's in my listen. Google Drive.
You listened to it because if you listened to it, buddy, you this is what you should have listened to right here.
Mount Pleasure, all on.
5 minutes and 23 seconds of segment seven that you sent to me, Blitz, that he said he listened to. So if
he
you
did
listen,
say it was 5 minutes.
Venmo Cash App.
Let me see here. Let me just.
And then strap Lummy in it, and then we drop.
That would so Blitz, doing something illegal with a car.
So Blitz, if I'm listening to if I go by what Lummy said, I listened to it. Okay, well let's
be
go.
Great for that. What do you mean, like a forklift deal? Well. What I'm saying is, like, we don't
this is really
to
this real... is really going to better myself with Progressive, Lummy. Appreciate it. Way to fuck things up again.
I'm sorry. I have.
Sorry.
I
mean, I'm sorry.
I have both
Mario
and
Gonzalez.
I
Mario Gonzalez, $20. It doesn't fucking matter. Because honest God, for real, Lummy, it doesn't fucking matter. I just ruined the opportunity I had to to give them the data that I wanted them to hear me talk about over the air. Because what you sent me now makes us look like fucking clowns, quite frankly. Okay. No, like, what?
No, I don't have an excuse. I have all the segments in my Google Drive, and I clicked on it, and I sent it over. And from the times that I uploaded everything, it looked like the right one, so I clicked it over because I dragged over multiple segments.
But you
drives.
Obviously didn't listen to it.
I did listen
you're
to
lying.
It, Bubba.
No, you're,
I'm not lying, Bubba. I'm being
Blitz.
Serious.
Blitz.
I don't have an excuse.
Shut the fuck up for a second. Blitz, be totally honest. How do you listen to that, be able to tell me? Again, Blitz, you're the fucking mediator here. Mm-hmm. You be honest. Like, don't be afraid.
I honestly don't. I mean,
if you listen
I
to
know.
It,
I
if
mean,
you listen to if you tell me that you listened to it, then how can you have sent me that clip if you listened to it? Asking for a friend, Blitz.
I have no idea. I mean, maybe you listened to one of the clips, but you sent a different one?
Because you have to upload it. Like you said, I uploaded multiple clips to my Google Drive, which I do every time because for the commercials. I uploaded multiple ones. And I clicked on, I get what it looks like. Is
yes,
get
Tina
the
May,
link.
We have sent it already. Erica already sent it to him. Yes, we have sent it to them already.
So
I got somebody on chat, Tina, saying it's not like you didn't send it to him. Yes, no, I had Erica have the rep be ready to hear me talk about this. So as soon as I sent the clip that Lummy, now I have to start checking. Now, Lummy, I have to start double checking the clips that you sent me. At that point, I might as well just start doing it.
No, but
if I have to double check the clips, you know, when I asked for the red line oil clip, you know, should I have to start listening to that? Because if you did listen to this clip that you sent me, if you listened to the clip that you sent me, then you're lying.
No, I did, Bubba, but
you're lying.
I uploaded multiple segments into my drive, and then you have to go in your drive, you have to right click and get link. and I clicked on the wrong one.
Venmo, Capo, Cash App, PayPal, and it goes. Oh, no, it's not legal.
And Tina, and no, it's not. I'm talking about illegal things
with a car.
With a car. You fucked me. No, seriously, you really fucked me on this. For half-assing it, not fucking paying attention. You fucked me on this.
I did I did, Bubba. I uploaded multiple segments of my drive.
Listen, you can't listen to something and tell me that you listened to something and have sent the wrong thing.
Yes, Bubba,
That excuse doesn't work. That's like saying, I fucking shot Blitz in the head, but I tell the cops, I checked the gun before I put it to his head and it was empty. Well, no, it wasn't, motherfucker, because he's got a bullet in his head.
But I don't have an excuse. I just said that I did listen to it. I uploaded the wrong, like, from the multiple segments I have in my drive, I right-clicked on the wrong link. Like, I messed that up when I was emailing it to you. Because the first initial one on the drive, I dragged and dropped it in there. That's all. My excuse is that I clicked on the wrong link. I listened to it before I sent it. But I have multiple segments in my drive.
Well, you didn't listen to the one that you sent me now, did you? I don't care how many fucking links you listen to. You didn't listen to the one that you sent me. Because it would be impossible to you have to listen to the one that you sent me. I mean, right? You listen? Yeah, obviously you say you listened to a few clips here and there. But you didn't listen to the one that you sent me.
Then, yeah, correct. I didn't listen to the one that I clicked to link to you. I made sure that 6 was the segment to send, and obviously I clicked on 7.
And it says right on your segment, segment 7. As soon as you pull it up, it says BTLS, segment 7.
The Venmo, Cash App, PayPal.
You
would fall over.
You wanted good content.
Epic fails right there, buddy.
Like, Lemmy, am I supposed to sit here and be happy about it?
No, you're not supposed to be
happy. Am I supposed
to
give you another fucking Lemmy makes an excuse pass?
I don't have an excuse.
You cannot. This is part of your job.
I understand that. I don't have an excuse. I messed up. I right-clicked on the wrong link in my Google Drive. I don't have an excuse. I listened to the clip back there. I was the only one back there. I listened to it. I uploaded multiple segments into my drive, and that's where my problem was. I should not have uploaded multiple segments into my drive before I sent you that one.
You're going to ask, I know you're going to say, how did I lie to you? Well, let me fucking tell you. You lied to me because you said that you listened to the clip that you sent me. And there's no way you could have listened to the clip that you sent me and have sent me that clip to forward to Progressive knowing what I'm looking for, a Progressive-specific clip.
I guess so, if you want to say that's lying, I listened to it before.
What else is it?
Because I listened to it before I physically put it in the Google Drive to send. I listened to the segment to double check, but when I put it in the Google Drive, I also put other segments in the Google Drive, and I right clicked on the wrong segment.
But say something, please. Say something, please. Okay. Say something.
I mean, I don't know.
Can you understand my frustration?
Absolutely.
I got the rep that's talking to Erica, and she's like, "Listen, Bubba is going to say something about Progressive today that he'd like you to hear." And so, Lummy, I wanted to accentuate our distribution platform, our numbers, and then I wanted to just, you know, give them a little taste. And I get you acting like you're fucking a slow adult, being rolled around like the fucking Pope Mobile on the back of a wooden trailer illegally. That's what the fuck he gets. So any credibility that I was going to have about being, you know, being able to potentially talk about how much of a piece of shit fucking Progressive adjusters are and how flim-flammy. I just want to let you know, Lummy, like for real, 200, I'm fucking mad at you for real. 7,000, like for real, I'm mad at you because I had one shot. I had one shot with this guy and I blew it. And I blew it. Because you fucked up and didn't double check your work. You did not double check your work.
I did. I double, because even the first segment that you couldn't download that I messed up, I put it in the drive, was segment 6, which was the correct segment. I then went and I just went to get the link. I incorrectly, but you can't see what segment it says when you copy the link. I should have clicked on the link and listened to it before I hit send.
Oh, I thought you said I did listen to it. Thought just a minute ago that you said you listened to the link.
No. I said I listened to the segment before I uploaded it to my drive.
Anna, can you help me out, babe?
Probably not.
Well, why not? Why, are you afraid to get involved? The little heat here?
I'm afraid of everything and everyone.
All right. Well, I'm asking you to get involved because this is fucked up. Yeah, I had one chance.
I know.
One chance.
I understand your frustrations, but I'm
only as good as how you guys.
I know.
I'm only as good as how the people I surround myself with. You have been, you prepare me, I can't even tell you the last time I bitched about your prep. Blitz, you prepare me wonderfully. You're a great co-host.
Thank you.
Rhett's killing it. Lummy's killing it on YouTube. Lummy, I'm only as good as I center myself. I can't do it all. I can't.
I believe Brian's on the hotline.
Oh, this could either be really great. Or
hello? Bad. I really hope you help me sled through this because I am very, very mad at him right now. And I know that you're listening to this. So what the fuck are you going to add to it?
Well, I was going to, one, offer to assist you with the car issue if you wanted. Number two, what Lummy was saying is prior to loading it into Google, he listened to the clip. He then loaded everything into Google with other things and then stupidly clicked on the wrong link to send you. But he had listened to the clip, not the link.
But he didn't listen to the clip that he sent me.
Yeah, he didn't listen to the link that he sent you. He listened to the clip before he loaded it into his Google Drive. But then when he sent it to you, he clicked on the wrong audio.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I know the mechanics of how it happened.
Right.
I just don't want to get into a word fucking game here where he's saying that he listened to the clip that he sent me because he didn't. He may have listened to it at another time, but he didn't listen to it just prior to sending it to me. While he has it on, you know, on his email or on his text or whatever, by every means he's sending it to me, he didn't click and listen to it before he hit send.
I think we can pull the nose up on this. I think you can send the correct one to the progressive adjuster and I'm more than happy to help you with it.
Sure, right. Everybody covers his ass again.
No, I'm not covering Lummy's ass. He screwed up. He just needs to own it.
You won't.
I have owned it. I said I don't have an excuse. I clicked on the wrong one. I made a mistake. I listened to it before I sent it. I should have listened to the link. I'm owning it. I fucked up.
I'm tired of the fuck-ups, though.
I'm
tired of fuck-ups that make me look stupid. I'm tired of the listen, you fuck up with the goats or something like that. There's fuck-ups here that don't necessarily make me look, might make me mad, but they don't make me look as a company stupid. This makes me look stupid. This makes us look stupid. This makes us look like we're a bunch of fucking sod busters. And I had one oh wow shot with this guy, and I blew it. I blew it.
Just like Aaron Rodgers.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yeah, call me Bubba Rogers. I blew it. But realistically, Brian, I'll tell you this right now. This is where the Packers' demise started, and you tell me if you agree. It started with the A.J. Dillon dropped pass at third down. It would have been an easy first down, probably at least a touchdown. The Aaron Jones fumble, and then the two completely undisciplined acts by two of your defensive players, and that's the game right there. That's the game.
Yeah, I would say the biggest factor was the Jones fumble.
Had Dillon caught that pass at third and seven, and that now puts him first and 10 on the 12. Instead, they kick a field goal.
Yeah, the Dillon one definitely took off 3 points, if not more, and it shifted. It shifted the entire momentum right going into half.
Right, you could have been up two scores before half. Instead, you're up, 6-3, 9-3, whatever the fuck.
They were up 9-3, and didn't the Lions get a field goal out of that?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they got a field goal. So you're talking a massive swing.
An 11 point swing, and then the Jones fumble, and then the two. Like, what do you, as a coach, what do you say to the two fuckheads that the one guy who decides to kick the ball when they're lining up for a field goal, and the other one who pushes a training? Like, what is that? Just Matt LaFleur being a pussy as a coach and not instilling any type of fucking discipline with these guys?
That team doesn't seem to have an identity. That team doesn't seem to have something you can look at and be like, oh, this is how the Packers play. This is the Packers' identity. And that starts with the coach,
and then LaFleur with these fourth and ones, and we're doing jet sweeps on fourth and ones. I mean, you got A.J. Dillon and you got fucking Aaron Jones, and at the end of the day, the defense, for the most part, when Aaron Rodgers did do a quarterback sneak, he got 2 yards because he's not necessarily a sneaking quarterback. So literally, at fourth and one, you're fucking not going to do a guy in motion with a jet sweep kicker. That's bullshit. That's a complete bullshit call.
Yeah, that's a college level call. That's not an NFL caliber play call.
Right. I mean, come on. You got a guy. Yeah. You got A.J. Dillon that is fucking 6 foot, 249 pounds. They call him Quadzilla because his legs look like Earl Campbell's. You can't. That guy can't get you a yard in tight form, double tight end formation. Give me a fucking break.
Yeah. No. It's. They should have gotten it. I mean, they only, I think, had one carry all night that wasn't a sack that didn't gain yards.
What happened?
They only had one tackle for a loss that wasn't a sack in that game.
What happens? My favorite team. I saw LaFleur's press conference last night. He's like, I'm keeping all, no coaching changes. I'm keeping Joe Barry. I might add the coach that got fired from Denver, who was the former offensive coordinator. I'm bringing him back. Obviously, they need to bring somebody that's got a better offensive mind than LaFleur. But what happens? Does Rodgers stay? What's in your opinion? And you know what, Lamy, you should be sucking his dick right now because he's taking heat off you. Because I'm so fucking mad at you right now.
Suck him off, Lamy. Suck him off.
And Lamy, have you sent me the right clip?
Yes, I already did.
Oh.
So did you see the?
And I'm assuming, Lamy, you took the share away from the old clip too.
Yes, I did.
Did you see the audio after the game of Rodgers at midfield and one of the players asked for his jersey and Rodgers goes, no, I'm keeping this one?
Yeah.
He's got to give it to a shaman for more ayahuasca.
No, I mean, not that he's not going to come back, but I just don't know why he makes that comment if there's not a part of him that thinks he may not be back with the Packers next year.
I think that's him playing his Aaron Rodgers bullshit games. But here's the thing. I don't think it's Rodgers. I don't think it's I honest to God think that it's more of I might be the only person that says that thinks this way, but this is a fucking general manager issue. the whole Aaron Rodgers, you know, debacle started with the fact that they, you know, drafted Love. They went up, I don't know how many positions to draft this ass bucket. And, you know, without him even knowing about it, that's where all this started. And they've not done anything in the draft at all. Then that same year, they went and got a guy in the third round from Cincinnati, a tight end who never has never played a down in the league. It's like he's I don't know.
They're dealing with the poor drafting. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is losing it. Let's face it. This was a horrific year for him as a quarterback. The, you know, 12 interceptions is almost as many as he threw the last three seasons combined.
Right. But, you know, but it's not bad by NFL standards. I mean, you throw 32 and you get 12 pick. That by normal NFL standards it's just that you've been so accustomed to him being not, you know, on such a different level. And, you know, his line, he didn't have Bakhtiara for the, you know, all but three games. His line has been an absolute fucking just nightmare. You know, I think he's been sacked, I think, more than anybody in the league. He's been hurt. They had a fucked up bye week. They had the latest bye week in the league. And there's a lot. I'm not making excuses. I'm just giving you hard facts. I don't think it's Aaron Rodgers. I think it's the general manager. But at the end of the day, you know, I think that he comes back because you can't turn that kind of money down.
Well, that's a lot of money for him to turn down, but that's also part of the problem is he wanted so much money that they don't have the money to have any sort of roster flexibility. And so, yeah, they're going to have to get better through the draft. And yes, they've had shitty drafts, but a lot of teams have shitty drafts.
Not ones that win.
Well, no. The Bucks did. The Bucks had quite a few shitty drafts.
Well, but the draft where they won the Super Bowl, they went and got that kid from Iowa who was an immediate starter.
Yeah, no, Tristan Wirfs, he graded out, I think, as the best offensive lineman in the league.
So that was your number one draft pick when he was a rookie. That was Tom Brady's first year. So, I mean, if you get your number one draft pick to be an immediate starter and one of the best at his position, throw the rest of the fucking draft away. You've done well, my friend, and especially if that guy is protecting your franchise.
Yeah, they got good young receivers. I mean, Watson and Dubs can be a good 1-2 punch. I don't know if Watson is a true number one or can develop into a true number one. But if they can find a way to get a number one receiver back in, then we'll have a better idea of what Aaron Rodgers really is at this point because he doesn't have the weapons around him. I mean, the play calling was atrocious. I don't know how you have those two backs and you don't do better as a team.
Yeah, I mean, the play calling's horrible. It's fucking absolutely horrible.
I don't know whose was worse, the Bucks or Green Bay's, but it was pretty bad on both counts there. You know, the Bucks were just lucky that they play in the worst division in football.
Yeah.
And, you know, Green Bay.
So anyway, I got the right clip, Lummy. So did you listen to it, Lummy? I mean, the clip that you sent me, did you listen?
I will give Lummy $1,000 right now if he sent you the wrong one again.
I didn't send him the wrong. It's segment six. It's shared to you. I'm looking at it again while you're on the phone, just double-checking.
I just, you know, when Blitz doesn't say anything, you know you're fucked. Because he loves going, hold on, Lummy. I tried to listen and it needs permission.
That's because that's the old one.
That's the brand.
Why don't you
that's
just change the permissions, Lummy?
I did. That's why he can't get in.
That's the brand.
All on the Venmo, Cash App, PayPal. Right,
that's the one that you just sent.
If everybody wants to look at my freaking drive right here, segment six, right here.
All right, hold on. Let me see here. Ask the owner for access or switch to the account for permission. That's what you just sent to me. The one that you just sent to me now needs. Lummy, I'm about ready to fucking fire you. I'm going to be honest with you. Get your fucking shit together now because the one that you just sent me now requires permission because I just clicked on it. I just fucking clicked on it. It says request permission. You just sent that to me.
I'm looking at it right now. Segment six on my computer. If Rhett turns around and looks at that computer, you have people with access, and it has anyone with the link. It says,
come here. Come here right now. No, get your stupid fucking ass up here right now, or you're fired. Come here right now. Come here right the fuck now. Come here. Here's what you just sent me at 10:38, okay? That's what you just sent me at 10:38, right?
I sent a different one.
No, hold on. Look, This is what you just sent me at 10:38. Now watch. Watch. Now, am I fucking stupid?
No, you're not.
No. Or, no.
No, you're not. If you look at my thing, it literally shows you have access.
Well, click on that link again and see if it works now.
Your email. You're one.
Lummy, so you think the progressive guy is going to have it easier?
It says everyone. Like, if they look at my computer, it literally says you.
Well,
says
Erica
everyone.
Just texted me and said that the guy said he needs permission. So I don't know what the fuck is going on around here. Brian, you want to step in on this one?
Does it work now, Bubba? Try it.
Well, let me see now. Nope. Needs request. Request access, switch account, or cancel.
Listen, you see what it said?
Yeah. I mean, if that's the segment, if that's the link you sent him.
Yes. Segment 6, 110, 2023, everyone has access to it. Anyone with the link can, that's
yeah,
exactly
it's,
what
it's,
I said.
It's set up right. So there, it should not be asking for permission.
Well,
I'm sorry, but I mean, I know I fucked the first one up. I promise you, Bubba, I did exactly what we were supposed to do on segment 6.
I give up, buddy. I give up. Just don't worry about it.
What time does Barb start Saturday so I can make the phone?
7 p.m.
7. Starts at 7.
Do I need to bring anything, like a dessert?
No.
Is it a potluck?
Yes.
Are we doing this
oh,
year?
No. I mean, no.
No,
sorry.
You don't. So it's I don't know. What do I tell the guy?
No,
that
it's not a potluck.
Poor Erica. She said, I tried to listen first and it needs permission. I sent the request to whoever is on the Gmail. Can they please open it to be heard like the last one? I'm so sorry, but this person's getting very, very, very frustrated. She's the liaison that's sending it to the guy. So
does
I don't.
Does Brian maybe know someone higher than that?
I don't. So now we're worried.
I know Flo personally.
Yeah, so now,
thank you, Brian. I'm scared.
Still.
No, look, I'll help you with it, Bubba. I'll help you with it. I mean, if you want me to get involved, you can try and send it. And one last time, I'm going to step in and be like, you know, what are you guys going to do to make this right? Because he specifically asked to buy it. And I bet, was this over the phone or via text?
Over the phone. And then he was at the adjuster was at the yard where Terry works, you know, Terry's Automotive, and
yeah.
And told him to in person, and then picked up the phone and called me and spoke to me personally.
Yeah, I mean, and
said
be recorded
and said to me, this vehicle is not able. I'm like, well, can I buy it back? And he's like, usually you can if it's totaled and it's rebuildable. But this is going to be a certificate of destruction or something. And so
I heard all that the other day. I just wasn't sure if that was over the phone or via email. What form you had it in writing or if it was just
somebody
verbal.
Sent $100 on YouTube, I think. It says, I know, random question, but you don't want to, you know, get a hold of an old hatch. I don't know. I don't. Oh,
he wants the shirt you're wearing.
Yeah,
he wants the shirt off your back.
Yeah. Lummy, I'm still clicking on the link, and it's still asking me for permission.
Oh, boy.
Still asking me for permission. So I really like when you guys give me air checks that are just MP3s, and I can really. That's
I
how
I
prefer
I
to do that.
I couldn't send that one
yeah,
to you because
they're
too
big.
Too big.
You can't. Sometimes you can't do that.
Okay, well, that's great. So. What's the problem now?
I just re-uploaded it again, and I just resent it to you. I just opened it. It's a 12-minute segment. 12-minute and 37 segment, segment 6. I just resent it. All access. Anyone with a link can click on it. I redid every step and opened it and played it. It was 12:23.
Yeah, well, it's...
And it sent...
Can you send it to me, Lummy?
Yeah, really, seriously. Can you send it to Brian?
Sure. I'll send it to Brian.
And
too.
I'll have the merch crick send it. Oh, let me see here. Oh, it opened. Oh. Thanks, Lummy, for finally getting me the right thing that you're supposed to do 10 times ago. Thank you. No problem. BRN looks like a bunch of fuck. Hi, this is the BRN Circus. We're ran by a bunch of people with IQs under 60. And after the fourth attempt to get you the air check to what we do, I think we have it correct here. Thank you. So I know you were going to be really, I know Progressive is going to be really scared of our stupid asses. They're like, man, don't worry about these guys. They can't even get the fucking right air check to us. They're so stupid.
Yeah. They're not sweating. No, but if you, seriously though, if Lemmy sends me a link and you want to give me the information, she can try. And if she gets nowhere with him, I just sent
you the air check along with Erica's information, so she can maybe give you the person she's speaking with, and you can bulldog it up. I mean, but Brian, is it kind of shitty in the fact that one, they tell me it's going to be a certificate of destruction, and it'll never be able to be driven on the road. The only people that can buy it were people that want to part it out. It's not available for a buyback, because that's the first thing Terry told me was, ask if you can buy it. The payout is X, but sometimes you can buy it back for far less than that. And, you know, they offer you a certificate of a rebuild or something like that. So I asked a guy, and he's like, nope, this car is going right to the, you know, the crusher. This car is going to be, after it's parted out, it will be crushed. That's what he told me. And so next thing you know, we find it on this fucking insurance website available for a rebuildable title. So we enter into the bidding process. We win the bid. We win because I found a guy that's in the salvage yard business that has an account. We win the bid, and they said, I'm sorry, we're not accepting your bid. And the car's back up for they've relisted it.
Why didn't they accept your bid?
I guess it was too low.
But you were the winning bid? Was there a reserve on it?
They did not advertise there's a reserve, but supposedly you're supposed to automatically know there's a reserve. You're supposed to know that.
What? None of that sounds right. There's got to be terms and conditions or something, like all the cars. Like
maybe if you sign up and you're a broker or that, you automatically are to assume that, but it was not advertised as that. And you know, when you clicked on the car and you looked at the 360 view and you looked at the miles and you looked at the car and you're potentially a bidder, nowhere on the bidding process within that website said that there's a minimum reserve. It didn't say that. Oh, no, within their bylaw.
I found something.
What's that?
Jack Stiefel just bought the car. not funny.
I'm not in a real good mood right now. All right.
I'm scared, Brian. I
sent you the information. Maybe you could get, you know, maybe, hey, listen,
yeah, no, I'm,
all they need I'm to do, get... all they need to do is honor is I bought it. Now let me come fucking get it. You lied to me about it. You lied to me about it, first of all. And now you've maybe jumped through some fucking hoops to try to buy it back. And now you're not going to accept my winning. So you know what? Don't worry about me talking bad about you, because nobody will ever fucking hear it, because my guys will make it, you know, permission only stuff. So don't worry about me. The people.
And I know you said not to bring anything, but I'm going to bring a casserole Saturday night.
Okay, perfect. Long as, I mean, you know.
Do you guys need any food? Do you need Hunter Law to bring anything?
Yeah, maybe. I'll text you here. I know Gina and Tom's not going to be there because Tom's in the Great White North. So I'll talk to you, you know, after I get off the air here, which is going to be very, very quickly, cause I'm very mad. And I sent you the link to that, and hopefully Erica can maybe give you the person that she's talking to, and you can lawyer him up, because you can be real schmarmy and convincing. I like that about you.
Well, what I'm going to tell them is they need to pull it down, pull down the listing. If they are still in control of the vehicle, pull down the listing and sell you the fucking car.
For what?
Like for what you bid for it.
Right. Period. Or we're gonna sue you. Put that part in there. I like suing people now. Fuck, I wish I could sue fucking Lummy for being the worst employee of the world.
You should have Bubba Court.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye.
Take it easy, guys. Bye.
Lummy, I know everybody's mad at me because I'm fucking picking on you, but I'm not. Am I picking on you? Or
I fucked up.
It's tough to be a boss, a friend, and a person that disciplines the most popular person on the team. You're the most popular, but you're the dumbest, and you fuck up a lot.
I fucked this up. Yeah, I understand, Bubba, and I'm taking full responsibility for it. I fucked up. I fucked up. I have no excuse. None.
And why'd you fuck up?
I
can answer that, because you didn't double check your work.
I rushed it. I saw I already uploaded
you
the first one.
You didn't double check your work.
Correct.
And that's all I've asked many a times. Before you hand me a CD, double check it. Before you send me a link, double check it. That's all I ask. Blitz, is that really one of the only things I ask around here?
Mm-hmm.
Is please just double check it. Because I'm on this fucking high wire act, and I'm completely dependent upon the links that Anna send me, the links that Blitz send me, the links that you send me. As I'm over here juggling the high wire ball, you guys, it's quite not quite as pressure packed for you as it is me, but it is pressure packed nonetheless because mm-hmm. you're co-hosts. But you know, double check, and you didn't. You didn't double check.
No,
and you have correct. And you have a history of not double checking.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's all right. No big deal. I'm just gonna go ahead. I'm just gonna get the fuck out of here. I might go to Oz with Lummy. I mean with Sumo. That's what I need, an Oz day shift girl to take the maybe she I can get a prostate check over there.
Nice.
Probably knock it out right away.
Just go ahead. I can get on the air and say, hey, listen, I got milked at Oz.
Mm-hmm. You know? It's hot.
So we're like, God damn, I've been getting milked at Oz for 10 years.
Probably. He loves that place.
Whatever, Lummy. Hope your wife's fucking writing you right now, telling you how fucking stupid you are. She's the one real one that fucking runs this show. God, I feel so sorry for her.
Unfortunately, she's not, but I'm sure she'll hear about it.
See you guys tomorrow.